Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. And today, boy, we're in big trouble. Britain, come on, man. You're the cradle of Western civilization, for goodness sakes. Or at least the more recent cradle, I think. The ancient cradle is further back than that. Greece, I believe. But as far as any time in the last several hundred years, come on. The major expansion around the globe of, quote, Western civilization and towards the Americas and so on. You're the cradle, all right? You and Spain, I suppose. And yet, here we go. A group insulated from criticism. Once you have, you don't get to say something about this group type of laws and or, hey, somebody said they're offended, so you don't get to say that. Then you are now creating instant and or express groups that can't be criticized. This is the opposite of the anti-bullying that they're trying to claim. It is instead that they get to bully you because your right to free speech and right to engage in a political society has been deleted. So I'm going to point out a particular point, a particular case, and then draw the analogies to the larger and the effects. So the particular case that I'm speaking of can be found at The Federalist in a title, a headline, a police spokesperson told the Federalist officers confronted, missed the headline. A British veteran arrested at home under UK censorship laws after reposting LGBT meme that caused anxiety. Oh, no. So the post was someone reposting a meme that had that formed the LGBTQ flag or whatever it is. I guess over in Britain, it's just LGBT. Into a Nazi swastika. All right. And so that is very clearly a political opinion. And yet, ironically, after someone implying with their political opinion and editorial that it was that it was totalitarian, the movement itself was totalitarian, then they get the police actually take a complaint about someone being offended and that it caused them anxiety, and they went and visited the person. And then later, after the person didn't want to keep talking about it, upon a second visit, they then arrested him. And so let's go through this, and then we'll discuss this very quickly. This is just a couple of days ago. Here we go. British veteran Darren Brady said Hampshire police were impeding his right to free speech by tracking him down for reposting a meme featuring the LGBT pride flag arranged in the shape of a swastika. Now, before you guys say, that's not true and therefore it is. It is. I was offended. No, it's an editorial. Okay, we're going to get to facts versus editorials and political opinions. Okay, so when, Trump, for instance, is parodied in political cartoons with hands the size of other people's, you know, pinkies, that's obviously not true. What is it implying? Oh, he's got little man syndrome or a big man with a little whatever syndrome, and therefore he's a bully and he's to be generally ridiculed. Oh, never mind the naked Trumps with a tiny pee-pee. False? Is that false or is it a political commentary? Remember, in America at least, that political speech is considered the most protected speech because the expression of political ideas is considered the most important as an active participant in a social and political society. So let's continue. In viral footage of the arrest taken by political activist Lawrence Fox, who created the meme, officers tell the 51-year-old at his residence in Arles-des-Champs
Someone has been caused anxiety based on your social media post. That is why you have been arrested.
So let's see if this, I don't know if this audio will come through. It's on Twitter, but on my phone. I probably should have played it on something else. Let's see here if it will come through. Hold on just a moment. We are trying. We are attempting. We are maybe, possibly not successful. Here we go. Let's see if this video comes, audio comes through on my phone.
You come to arrest me, you don't arrest him. Why has it come to this? Why am I in cuffs? Because of something he shared, then I shared.
Because someone has been caused, obviously, anxiety based upon your social media sites. That's
not
why you've been arrested.
Darren, I've got the door. No.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right there. It is just so disheartening. So, back to the story, because someone has been caused anxiety based on your social media post. That is why you've been arrested. Okay. A spokesperson for the Hampshire Constabulary told the Federalist that officers confronted Brady following a report that an offensive image had been shared online. It is unclear who filed the report, but officers visited Brady's home to... Now, so think about that. The basics of the U.S. Constitution is to be able to confront those who have accused you. Now, granted, that's come trial, but still. I mean, we have left so far from that. I mean, I understand sometimes he says who before the arrest is a little tricky, but still. A little worried about that. It's just totally anonymous. It is unclear who filed the report, but officers visited Brady's home to establish the exact circumstances around the social media post. Harry Miller, a former police officer and Bad Law Project CEO, who was also arrested, said police first tried to extort Brady by demanding he pay around £80 for educational course so he could downgrade from a crime to a non-crime, which would still show up in a basic disclosure and barring service check, a DBS check. So there you go, re-education. Oh, you're having a bad thought. I can't think of what that little phrase was in 1984. Oh, you're having bad thought. Oh no, you can't have bad thought. So you will be re-educated. We'll take you to a re-education camp so eventually you'll understand that your proper common sense is not only improper, not only not proper, it's improper. In fact, it's a crime. So if you want to pay £80, then you can re-educate and we will bribe you so that, you know, it's not called a crime, even though it can still be found. That's why when officers promised to return on July 28th to hear Brady's final answer about re-education, both Fox and Miller were on the scene to document what Miller dubbed the world's worst shakedown. When officers arrived at Brady's house for a second time, the police spokesman said they were prevented from entering the address to discuss a potential resolution to the matter. As a result, officers felt it was necessary to arrest a man at the scene so they could interview him. Now, I'm going to get to why they should have never gone there before. There is actually no ambiguity in the law whatsoever. And if they hadn't just gone for the freak trying to use them to bully a citizen, then they wouldn't have had to. They had a perfectly clear law. It's very simple. I've hinted at it earlier. Even though it's a ridiculous law anyway, it did not hit the points of the law, did not hit the elements. As a result, officers felt it was necessary to arrest a man at the scene so they could interview him in relation to the alleged offense. The spokesman continued, she also said a 57-year-old man, whom the Daily Mail identified as Miller, was arrested on suspicion of obstructing / resisting a constable in execution of duty. Suspicion? What? Maybe that's just the way the law reads, and it also means if it's absolutely obvious. He is released under investigation and our inquiries are ongoing. Due to this being a live investigation, we cannot comment further, the spokeswoman said.
Officers claim to be investigating an alleged offense under Section 127 of the Communications Act 2003, a sweeping law that gives the United Kingdom government the authority to imprison someone if officials deem his online post. Now listen, because I'm going to get to it. I want you to use your brains and see if you can get to it. If officials deem his online post grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character, or if he knowingly makes a false post, quote, for the purpose of causing annoyance, inconvenience, or needless anxiety to another. Now, we're going to go back to that. I hope you listen to that. I'm going to repeat that very quickly. Grossly offensive, that is, if officials deem his online post grossly offensive or an indecent, obscene, or menacing character, or if he knowingly makes a false post for the purpose of causing annoyance, inconvenience, or needless anxiety to another. The spokesperson made it clear that no further action is being taken against Brady, but maintains that officers come to work every day to protect the public and were acting in good faith when they singled out Brady. Well, I'm about to tell you they weren't, because the law clearly doesn't say that what they acted upon. We are engaging further with our police and crime commissioner to make sure that we deploy our resource in a way that reflects need in our local communities, she concluded. Donna Jones, the Hampshire Police and Crime Commissioner, good for her, good for her. This is actually good news. Good for her. Issued a statement criticizing her own force and voicing concerns about both the proportionality and necessity of the police's response to this incident. When incidents on social media receive not one, but two visits from police officers, but burglaries and non-domestic break-ins don't always get a police response, something is wrong, Jones said before promising to write the College of Policing, asking for greater clarification on how police should respond more appropriately in the future. Okay, I've got your answer. You don't need to write the commission, dummy. Okay, so the answer is right in the language. Grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character. Grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character. Now, they didn't claim that. A. B. I would expect that even in Great Britain, although it's not that political speech is necessarily, like I know, supposed to be the most protected free speech, even though it hasn't been in the last 2.5 years, at least, since Alex Jones got deplatformed. And you know there were government officials behind some of that, because after all, Amazon Web Services was behind it. So who do you think affected it? But regardless, I still think they probably have some tradition of political speech being important. So this element of officials deeming his online posts grossly offensive or of an indecent, obscene, or menacing character should not hold. And in fact, they didn't say that was the element. What did they say? It was that someone was caused anxiety, which is the second element for the, or if he knowingly makes a false post for the purpose of causing annoyance, inconvenience, or needless anxiety to another. Did he knowingly do it? Okay. Did he knowingly do it for the purpose of causing annoyance and inconvenience or needless anxiety to another? For the purpose. So that already says this is elementary law deconstruction. If he did it for the purpose of political speech, then that's not knowingly for the purpose of causing annoyance, inconvenience, or needless anxiety to another. A. B. Did he do it for the purpose of needless anxiety to another? It's a political post, okay? So if you're alive in 2022, if you're alive in 2022, and I said this in the early 90s when I first understood politics, I said everything is politics and it will only become more so. That is only, and the reason I said that is because we're centralizing more and more power, which means more and more decisions are going to be based on politics, not mere free market. And more greedy people are going to go to central government and try to get out handouts or satisfy their greed through persuasion instead of having to just try to exchange something of value in individual exchanges if that thing is truly considered of value by those who would participate in the individual exchanges. It has turned out the way I said. It was everything's political and now is potentially political, if you want to put it that way, and has only increased as the scope of government has increased. If you are not caused anxiety by a political post in 2022, as much as politics is a part of everything, then you are dead. Okay? If you are not caused anxiety by something somebody says politically, then you are dead if you're living in 2022. Or you're in somebody's basement. And I'll bet you you'd like to make a social media post to admit, to tell people that you are. Oh, but wait, your captor might then say you need to that this person's post should be taken down because it causes me unneeded anxiety, when that wasn't the point at all. So going back to how this doesn't hit the elements. Okay, this is a political post, and it is not false, okay? So listen, if he knowingly makes a false post for the purpose of causing knowingly false post for the purpose, his purpose is not to cause annoyance. Now, that might be a byproduct, but that's not what the law says. The purpose is to make a political point. Now, false post. It can't be a false post. It's a political point. If it's a fact that can be established with some kind of consensus, like how many people died in the Holocaust, yes, absolutely, then under this still bad law, because I fall to, once you can't criticize a group because you're supposedly causing annoyance or offense, then you're in trouble. You're on your way to bad times, because that means it will draw those who will use that disingenuously. And they'll try to be a part of the favored group, the ones who tend towards bullying and not being able to intellectually defend ideas. Okay, so this was a political post. It can't be false. That's all the analysis they had to do. Is this editorial? Is it political? Therefore, it can't be false. False. Obviously, he's not saying this is the LGBTQ flag, whatever it is there, LMNOP plus. He's not saying that. It obviously has a political argument attached to it. Everybody knows the LGBTQ is not in the form of a swastika, but that is the political statement going on. So they don't have to go to a police commission. Just look at the law and then go, is this person trying to twist the law and use me to bully someone? We've got better things to do. There have been burglaries that are unsolved. There have been worse crimes that are unsolved. We are not going to go over and bother a person about a general political post, especially a repost of a meme. It's one thing if some crime is inevitable is about to happen. Just not thinking of the word right now. And an individual is involved. But to share a general political post, there's no crime that is about to happen. So how, because that's the other time that you can arrest somebody on suspicion of a crime that's about to happen. That you can absolutely do. You can also arrest somebody potentially, and I believe in these laws a little bit more, on real bullying. That involves individuals. That's not a general post about a group. That's clearly a political post and not saying anybody's name. Now let's just discuss this a little bit. Again, a little bit ironic that the idea of the post is, well, unfortunately, LGBTQ, LMNOP plus in their politics end up being very totalitarian. Thus the comparison to the swastika. And now the person gets to go, how dare you say that we are totalitarian and intolerant of ideas
Therefore, I'm offended, and your ideas should not get to be expressed. Can you imagine in the 1930s if someone got to, if someone tried to see something about the, and then the 40s, negative about the Nazi regime, and then someone got to say, that's offensive, and so we're going to come over and bother you. Oh, wait, they did. They did. They did that and worse. They arrested people. I mean, you're really just about one degree short of political dissidents being harassed. Because if all somebody has to do is say, I don't like that post, so I'm going to say I'm offended. Or even if they are offended, do the most offended of us get to bully us out of our freedom to discuss politics in this, the most political time in the history of the planet? And people will, are you going to go there? I will go there. So I'm going to bring a broader point in that is really disturbing across Germany and then all of Europe. And that is this idea. Now, think of how bad of things America has done. Really bad things. America has done horrific things. The latest being, oh, we're going to say we're so pro-Ukraine and only pro-Ukraine. Right after, thanks to our diplomacy, we induced a war that we knew would happen by bringing an existential crisis to a political enemy by putting troops and movement right in the neighboring country that they said, don't do that. Don't do that. Since you promised that we would, you know, stop the Iron Curtain, you said you would not come an inch towards us. You have come 15 different countries towards us with NATO, and this is the last one. Don't do it. And yet we did. And so while we go, oh, the poor Ukrainians, and we're the ones who started the war. We're the ones who induced. You can say, well, you didn't start it. Put the blame where it is. Listen, Russia didn't have to, okay? But don't say that the same America who will coup countries, literally start wars in other countries, and lie through their teeth with misinformation and disinformation does not do very bad things. The difference is we can't be tied to a quote ethnic group. Okay. Authorities and regimes and governments do horrific things. That doesn't mean that I should be offended or get to say that I'm offended that you're anti-me, because after all, I identify with the ethnicity. You're anti-me and I am personally offended, and how dare you say something bad about the American government? Yet that's what we have when you try to say anti-certain government, Israel, can too often not be criticized because then they can claim anti-Semitism. This is a slippery slope, people. You don't think the Israeli government has done awful things? Yes, every government has. And yet we stupidly have these anti-Semitic laws that can then be manipulated. Now, I mean like literally like, oh, you said something critical about any Jew or about the general policies of Israel. And that can be considered speech that would be allowed if I were white and not Jewish is now not allowed. That is a differential treatment, which is rather ironic, isn't it? And it's being used to bully someone out of their ability to be a political citizen and stand up for their own political opinions. So that was and has been a horrific idea that bullies can then use to say, oh, no, you don't get to criticize me because, and I will just use the broad brush of now you're being anti-whatever, whatever. And now what you said is a crime, or what you said is a crime so long as I say I'm offended. So just imagine any tyrannical regime. Let's just say there was a president who all statistics show that basically everybody knows deep underneath was elected without being elected. Let's just say that the January, that on January 6th, there were federal agents involved. Let's just say academically, Epps, who have been found on video to be coordinating with other people, including audio and video of coordinating with other key people in, let's just say, a break-in of some kind. And then let's just say that he was on a most wanted list until his name was really known and people realized he had not been arrested, even though people knew where he was from the very beginning because he was in an interview back in Arizona. So let's just say all that's happening and someone like me goes, hey, what about this? Or what about the fact that people who crossed barriers that had been moved and so they had no idea what the purpose the barrier served or that they were crossing it were arrested and are in Guantanamo Bay type imprisonment? What about that? Now, what if they got to say, that offends me. You're being anti-January 6th witch hunt. You're an anti-January 6th witch hunt ism. You're guilty of anti-January 6th witch hunt-ism. And therefore, you don't get to say anything. Or if you want to put it in other terms, fine. Put it in other terms. Put it with whatever Bush Jr. did with 9/11. I know that some of you Democrats can get behind that because I'm also a big fan. Whether how much his nitwitness was involved, there were others involved for sure. Whether you just want to go to the lies about WMD or so on and so forth, or the inflation of the connections that they had, convolution of whether they were good connections or not, fine. Now, what if you got to be you're an anti-9-11ist. You're guilty of anti-9-11ism. And therefore, you don't get to say this. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't people who probably with a big enough voice said something that didn't get imprisoned, but at least it wasn't the general idea and law. All right, guys, so that's it. I think I've finished this article. Yes, after that, it's like, let's see here if there's anything else I want to say. So that's where we ended with.
We are going to guess greater clarification on how police should respond more appropriately in the future.
So I'll just finish this up. That hasn't stopped free speech critics such as Caroline Russell, a member of the Police and Crime Committee in the Greater London Authority, from demanding police look into Lawrence Fox using pride flags to create Nazi imagery and posting the images on a public platform. This is a hate crime. Okay, well, you know, then you're the bully. I don't know what to say. Okay, if having a political opinion equals a hate crime, then you want only your opinion to be expressed. Because if I can't say that someone is being tyrannical in some editorial form that analogizes or compares to an obvious symbol of tyranny, then I can't be political. You know, then Hitler gets to keep me from criticizing his regime. Then Joe Biden gets to criticize me, gets to keep me from criticizing his regime. I get arrested. And even if I don't, I get threatened and I have to pay £80 for re-education in order to lessen it as a quote crime. If I speak against Trump, if all this is, you know, the right way to go, then, well, you can try, but it's going to be taken down. And then you're going to be harassed, told perhaps re-education is an opportunity, potentially arrested if you don't agree enough. So, or in the worst case, you are arrested. So if that's where you want to go, I don't know what to tell you guys. When you think that a group cannot be criticized in something that is a political tone, then you're in deep doo-doo, okay? What can't be criticized very much? The Chinese regime. That's why they're called political dissidents. They try to bring up corruption. And guess where they go? Re-education camps. They don't get bribed for $80. They just go. But I'm sure early on they're bribed. Now you can shut the F up or things will happen that you won't like. And very quickly, I'm telling you, this is why in a political environment, the beauty of free speech and free ideas and invention and ingenuity just cannot be in a politically tyrannical environment where people are scared of what to say and what to think. Ideas get stopped in their tracks. Advancement stops. Even in a place with good education, ideas can still get stopped in their tracks because people are wondering if it's an okay idea to have. This permeates a society. If I can't say this about this, then industries start also saying, oh, well, you don't get to talk about the free energy. Huh, sound familiar? And they get some kind of political backing because a patent office has, you know, turned free energy patents and bought somebody's idea and it's gone into a black box. So like I said, that's going back to the United States being at fault for many things. Is it anti, you know, some ethnicity-ism if you criticize America? No. Then why should it be anti whatever, whatever, just because you criticize someone politically? It cannot be, or we are not free. It cannot be, or the future of the world is screwed. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. You can listen to me here or over at Chemology 411 with Kim Schultz.